Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago, bring us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Warlow is our guest, W-A-R-R-I-L-L-O-W, Warlow. He's the author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer. He's the founder of the Value Builder System. ValueBuilderSystem.com is the website, and John, tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, so we've developed an 8-step process for improving the value of the company. And people who go through and graduate out of our system on average increase the value of their company by 71%.
Wow. So that's something you're spending a lot of time on these days, helping people identify what is adding value to their company and what is detracting from value on the company, right?
That's exactly right.
So give us an example of both. What would be a one or two examples of things that we might be doing that maybe there is baggage, is holdover stuff that maybe worked 20 years ago that doesn't work now, or maybe it's things that we can't see. We think it's a good thing, but it really is hurting us. What are some things?
Sure, everybody thinks their valuation is going to be driven by their industry, but we've identified these 8 factors, and one of them is what we call the Switzerland structure, which means that you really want to remain independent of any one customer, employee, or supplier. Mm-hmm. And so if you're overly dependent on any one of those three groups, if you've got one customer that makes up more than 20% of your revenue, for example, if you've got a supplier that drives most of your supply, or if you've got an employee who you're hugely dependent on, that's going to undermine the value of your business. Mm-hmm. Likewise, on the flip side of that, what we call monopoly control.
Can I stop you for a second?
Ahead. Yeah, by all means.
What about if the owner is that employee? That's the other thing, right?
Well, absolutely. We often call that hub and spoke, which is one of the other drivers. But
yeah.
You're right.
An employee. If the owner is the essence of the business, which is so many times the case in small businesses. If the owner is, then that's a detractor to the value. Maybe not as long as the owner is there, but if the owner wanted to leave, it's different, isn't it?
It is, and it actually goes back into the things we were talking about before the break, which is part of getting the owner out of the company and making it less dependent on the owner is, again, selling less things to more people.
Mm-hmm.
Because the owner is typically the industry expert in their category.
Right.
They're comfortable selling a really wide swath of products, but they can't get employees to understand how to sell and deliver those because the employees don't have 20 or 30 years experience in their industry. And so, again, one of the tricks of getting out of the business and pulling yourself out is to start selling way less things to way more people.
Right. All right. Yeah. So what is something that adds value?
The monopoly control is, again, one of the other 8 drivers. And the monopoly control is given the name. Warren Buffett talks about investing in companies that have a deep and wide moat around their business.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's really talking about is that they've got a competitive advantage, which gives them pricing authority. They can charge, within reason, a premium for what they sell because people seek them out and aren't buying a commodity like by the ounce or by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's easier. That's a lot easier said than done, though, isn't it?
It is. And so the trick is to find something in your business when you're developing a unique value proposition that meets 2 criteria. It's got to be different. It's got to make you special in the marketplace. It's got to be differentiating. If you want a differentiated advantage, it's got to be different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also got to be important to customers. Those are the 2 criteria. So you're looking at your marketing, looking at your brochure, your website, and ask yourself, what are all the messages here we're giving it? In business since 1958, provide great customer service, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And ask yourself, to what extent do customers care about that fact? And 2, to what extent does that make us different? Because if you look at a plumber and you look at, you Google plumbers in your market, I'll guarantee you that 10 of them are saying we're reliable. Well, that may be the case and that may be important to customers, but it doesn't make you different.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have something on my website that says 100% customer satisfaction. Read here.
I think that's great, and I think I'd go below that or beyond that and say, what does that mean? So with Zappos, they have the two-way guarantee, right? So you can, they'll not only ship you the shoes for free, but also they'll ship them back, and it's a way to make satisfaction guaranteed.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that was some kind of a slogan. I meant read here, meaning that 100% customer satisfaction. Read the comments here. In other words,
exactly.
Have a high example of where all the customers that you dealt with have given you good responses. That's to me, I think that's a powerful thing these days.
Absolutely, social proof. It's very important for sure.
I got time for one more.
Oh sure. I mean, we talked about hub and spoke. We talked about the other one is valuation teeter totter. Really, you think of your business and its value going up and down like a child playing on a teeter totter. The more cash it sucks up, the more cash it needs to operate, the less valuable it's going to be. Likewise, if you generate cash as you grow, the more valuable your company is going to be. And so really it goes back to our first segment, Jim. The more you can charge up front, the more you can get customers to invest, the more you can get money coming into your business up front. I'm not talking about profits on a P&L. I'm talking about cash coming into the bank account.
Right.
The more valuable your business is going to be to an acquirer.
ValueBuilderSystem.com, right?
You got it.
All right, so check that. Can they find all eight examples there, all eight factors on the web?
You do.
Check it out, folks. John Warlow. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
John Warlow, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.